The New Jersey ruling does two things. It says the state's constitution does not make marriage available to same-sex couples, but it also calls on the legislature to come up with some mechanism to offer same-sex couples the same benefits that heterosexual married couples enjoy now. Supporters of Wisconsin's marriage amendment say if voters reject it in November, gay couples will sue, and Wisconsin's high court will follow New Jersey's and allow for some form of civil unions. Amendment opponents disagree, citing a history of Wisconsin rulings that limit rather than expand rights for same-sex couples. Former State Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske takes a middle road. She says there is a clear difference between how New Jersey and Wisconsin courts have dealt with this issue, and there's little evidence that Wisconsin would jump right in to follow New Jersey's lead and expand same-sex partner rights.
There's no indication that in any decision that I know of, either when I was on the court or before or after, that the justices have somehow signaled that they believe our state constitution provides those kind of rights.
But, Geske says, there's no doubt the second sentence in Wisconsin's marriage amendment that bans legal recognition of any relationship similar to marriage will spark lawsuits if the amendment passes.
I can't tell you that second sentence isn't going to create a lot of litigation and that the court, our court, would necessarily interpret that sentence inconsistent with what New Jersey did. I mean, I just don't know the answer to that, and I don't think anybody does.
But supporters of the amendment say if it fails, it's a foregone conclusion that the court will cave into demands for same-sex marriage recognition. The opponents insist without the amendment, gay marriage remains illegal, but gay couples will still have breathing room to advocate for partnership benefits. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.